In just a moment, we'll go back to the most remote area in the continental United States.
I believe that's where a lot of my creativity lies, is at home, on my land.
We're searching for the heart of creativity and inspiration in a new series on Performance Today called Music That Matters. Every day on PT, we hear some of the world's great musicians in concert, and we often hear them talking about what they do. So we learn how music matters to musicians. But we got to wondering about people and places and communities where music is not just important, it's life-changing. Yesterday, we traveled to the Navajo Nation and the Hopi Nation in northeast Arizona, to Red Rock Country, mostly desert, in places the stone laid bare by the arid climate and millennia of erosion. We heard about NACAP, the Native American Composers Apprentice Project. Every autumn for 10 years now, a Native composer has traveled to five towns around that area, preparing high school students to write their own string quartets. This is a piece called Rich Allen, written by Corey Young from Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, a town of 5,000 in the far northeast of Arizona. Corey Young's piece is being played by Ethel, a string quartet based in New York City. Ethel is four classically trained string players who have something of a reputation for playing edgy new music, for playing with intensity and rhythmic drive. For five summers now, Ethel has made an annual trip to the Grand Canyon Music Festival to work with the high school composers in the NACAP program. They spend time with each composer, learning what he or she has in mind. And to do that, members of Ethel told me they have to set aside their classical and urban instincts. Dorothy Lawson is the cellist in Ethel.
One of the most significant changes that things we had to notice about our own prejudices, our own penchants in expressing ourselves musically was Ethel has been known for being a very urban, aggressive, unabashed kind of quartet. But these kids, a lot of the time, the spirit of what they're offering is more personal, quieter. From their culture, one of the things we started to appreciate and learn from was a much more comfortable and confident sense of timelessness.
Ralph Ferris is the violist in Ethel. He says when the quartet works with NACAP students, they don't share the vocabulary of classical music, and they don't even share cultural understandings of what music is supposed to sound like. Ferris says that sometimes challenges the members of Ethel to listen closely to what their student composers are telling them.
There's something about the physical space that you can hear in the music of these young people. Now, I'm totally naive to say this, but I know when I listen to the music from the young people in the Navajo Nation, I can hear the landscape there in their music. As to what it requires of me to accomplish satisfying performance of their music, I think I just need to shut up, but I need to close my mouth and open my ears and open my heart and realize that there's an awful lot going on in these young people that I need to somehow listen for. And it's always a learning process.
This is a creative space and a cultural opportunity that myself, I certainly never saw coming. And I can only say I am absolutely delighted by, and it's given me a whole new purpose to being a musician. I don't look for the same things in music that I used to. I feel like this is probably the most exciting and defining cultural or creative opportunity I have or will ever have.
Cellist Dorothy Lawson and violist Ralph Ferris from the string quartet Ethel. 8 years ago, Mike Begay was a student in the Native American Composers Apprentice Project. He wrote his first quartet and then met the musicians who would play it.
When I first met them, it was kind of intimidating at first. But when they played my music, it was like an energy inside of my chest that just wanted to come out. And we hardly worked on the piece because it's exactly what I wanted, what I wrote down. And all I could say was just, great, you know, just play it louder. Yeah.
When I talked with Mike Begay, I asked if I could play back for him some tape from the archives of the Grand Canyon Music Festival. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cloak of Autumn. Yeah. That one, I'm actually staring right at the score right now. Yeah.
When did you write this?
2004. In 2004, yeah. I believe I graduated and they asked me to write a piece. And I was like, yes, definitely. And this is around the time that I was, you know, really heavily thinking about continuing my education and stuff. And then, you know, I said, yes, definitely, definitely, I will write a piece.
Begay was a high school student in the program in 2001 and has never really left. He worked unpaid for several years, tagging along with the composer in residence to the five high schools, working with students on music theory and notation. Last year, he got a grant from the American Composers Forum to be the paid assistant composer in residence. Begay told me it can be lonely work because there are so few other composers on the reservation. The NACAP program has given him a chance to continue learning about music and about himself.
But there's something about the art and the music and telling your story and communicating with people. And that's what I think is important to me. NACAP helped me help the people that see me more seriously, you know. You know, he's not just that one guy that walked around playing the guitar. He's doing something, you know. And it made the community, you know, recognize that I'm an artist.
Cloak of Autumn by Navajo composer Mike Begay. The Calder Quartet gave that concert at the Grand Canyon Music Festival. Mike Begay wrote that in 2004 when he was a high school student in the Native American Composer Apprentice Project. Mike Begay is now the assistant composer in residence for NACAP. When I spoke with Mike Begay this past winter, he was working as a radio producer in Tuba City, Arizona, for KGHR, Native Public Radio. This spring, he's working on writing some new music and also working with a company building new Native Public Radio stations in Northeast Arizona. At the end of the NACAP program every fall, the string quartet Ethel plays a concert at the Grand Canyon Music Festival with music by all the student composers that year. Let's hear from the most recent NACAP concert this past September at the Grand Canyon Community Building. And let's begin with a quartet by Stenson Osif, a student at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona. The composer has a few remarks on stage in English and in Navajo.
My clans are Aranahni, Kiani, Torochini, Kisani, Lukarene. I wrote this piece. It's called Happy Anniversary, Mom and Pops. Today is their 29th anniversary. So they're right here. My gift to them for giving me life, and hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's a piece for string quartet by Stenson Osif, who's a student at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona. That's called Happy Anniversary, Mom and Pops. The string quartet Ethel gave that concert at the Grand Canyon Community Building at the Grand Canyon in Arizona. And let's hear one more from that same concert. This is by Landrick Black from Tuba City High School in Tuba City, Arizona. And right before the piece, Landrick Black had a few words about what he wrote.
My piece this year is called Lucky is His Name, and Yes, I'm His Grandson. And it's dedicated to my dad's father. This is my little slice of heaven for him. And I hope you enjoy it, because I know he's enjoying his.
Lucky is His Name, and Yes, I'm His Grandson. The string quartet Ethel gave that concert at the Grand Canyon Music Festival last fall. That's music by Landrick Black from Tuba City High School in Tuba City, Arizona. Last fall, Landrick Black took part in the Native American Composer Apprentice Project, which is part of the Grand Canyon Music Festival. Every year, high school students in northeast Arizona and southeast Utah, some of the most remote territory in the lower 48 states, get coaching from composers. They work with a professional string quartet with the group Ethel from New York City, and they write their own pieces for string quartet. You can read more about NACAP and the Grand Canyon Music Festival and hear my complete interviews that were featured in this story, all on the PT website, and you can share your thoughts while you're there as well. Click on the contact button on the PT website. We're online at performancetoday.org. You can call the PT listener line, 866-943-4450. That's 866-943-4450. Or join the conversation on the PT page on Facebook. Our staff here at PT is senior producers Vaughn Ormseth and Brad Altoff, producers Suzanne Schaefer and Chris Danforth, associate producer Jeff Bina, and assistant producer Kate Sawmuir. We had writing help this week from Christine Sweet. Our story about NACAP was produced by Suzanne Schaefer. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today.
American Public Media.